In Luke 14:33, Jesus said, "Those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples." Have you ever wondered what God would do with your life if you truly gave your all to Him? Many people, due to just plain not knowing, fear doing so and miss out, I'm afraid, on the very purpose for which they're alive. The great missionary to South Africa in the late 19th, early 20th century, Andrew Murray, said, "God is ready to assume full responsibility for the life wholly yielded to Him." Bruce Larson, in his book, Believe and Belong, tells how he helped people struggling to surrender their lives to Christ. During his time working in New York, he counseled a number of people who were wrestling with this yes or no decision. He would take them to the RCA building on Fifth Avenue. In the entrance is a gigantic statue of Atlas holding the world upon his shoulders. With all his muscle strain, the most powerfully built man in the world can barely stand up under his burden. Now that's one way to live, I would point out, trying to carry the world on your own shoulders. They would then go across the street to St. Patrick's Cathedral, and there behind the high altar is a statue of the boy Jesus, perhaps 8 or 9 years old, and with no effort, he's holding the world in one hand. My point was illustrated clearly. We have a choice, I'd tell my friend. We can carry the world on our own shoulders, or we can say, "I give up, Lord. Here's my life. I give you my world, the whole world." And friends, it's then when we discover what God can really do and will do with our lives. I'm Jack Maynard, Senior Pastor of Cornerstone Baptist Church in Greenville, Mississippi. Find us on the web at cornerstonedelta.com. There you'll find times of services and sermons, devotions, and a host of information to lead you to salvation and to strengthen your walk with Jesus.